You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. Federal authorities are investigating the cause of a deadly helicopter collision in South Jersey that claimed the life of one pilot. The pilot of the second helicopter is suffering from life-threatening injuries. KYW's Nigel Thompson has more from Hamilton.
Authorities say it was just before 11:30 Sunday morning that they got a call about two helicopters colliding and crashing into a field off Basin Road and Whitehorse Pike in Hamilton.
As the crash ensued, one of the helicopters actually burst into flames.
Hamilton Police Chief Kevin Friel said both helicopters took off together from nearby Hamilton Airport. The crash site was around a mile away.
They were up in the air probably a matter of minutes, and the crash occurred very close proximity.
As for the two pilots, they were the only ones aboard the helicopters. One pilot died, while the other was airlifted from the crash site to a nearby trauma center for life-saving treatment. Friel did not reveal their names, but said people at the airport knew them and their private helicopters very well.
They are pilots that have been flying for quite some time, from speaking with the airport that they were kind of a mainstay and were there quite frequently.
FAA and NTSB continue to investigate the cause of the collision and crash. Philadelphia police are investigating a deadly shooting that happened in West Philly yesterday. Officers responded to reports of gunfire on Brown Street near 38th Street in Mantua just before 5:30 in the evening and found a man suffering from multiple gunshot wounds. He was taken to the hospital where he died shortly after the shooting. No suspects for police at this time. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Philadelphia Police tip line or the homicide unit. An off-duty Philadelphia police officer was injured in a car crash in West Philly overnight. The crash happened near 54th Street and West Girard Avenue. The 43-year-old female officer and another person were hurt but are listed in stable condition. Everyone remained on scene. Cause of the crash is under investigation. Kwanzaa is being celebrated throughout the week. The Penn Museum in University City celebrated with the community this weekend. KYW's Sheridan Howard has that story.
It was the rhythmic beat of the drums played by local artist Karen Smith that welcomed the guests into the Great Hall of the Museum, where the full-day festival kicked off.
We are celebrating Kwanzaa. It's not a religious holiday, but it's a time where people can come together. Arts, crafts, music, family.
That's Kwanzaa Shine. She's the event storyteller. She explained that the festival highlights the seven principles of the holiday: unity, self-determination, purpose, creativity, faith, and more. Ujima, which means collective work and responsibility.
It is my responsibility, your responsibility, and our community's responsibility to come together, work together, and celebrate together.
Music and dance took over the spaces as local artisans sold their unique and often colorful artwork in the marketplace, which so many families came out to support.
To see all the Black-owned vendors and to discover what I don't know.
Just to spend time with my family. Keep traditions going.
The last day of Kwanzaa is Thursday, January 1st. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.